those of us who are in Christ have a great freedom. We are free to live as Christ enables us to live according to His Word, free from sin, free to do that which we are called to do by Jesus Christ. But you know, a lot of us get caught up and come back into bondage under the rules that people make for us, who want to make a certain code of conduct or of dress that goes beyond and is more specific than the Bible. For example, God in His Word instructs us all to dress modestly so that we do not tempt our brother or our sister. And we are to dress as one who loves God and loves others. But there are people who will come along and tell us what that means, down to the smallest detail, down to measuring our clothes, or what area of our body must be covered completely. And yet we know as Christians, and God teaches us, what is modest and what is not modest. People say that, well, if you let people have that kind of freedom, why, they'll just do any old thing. I don't think so. I think God always teaches us. And when we follow the commandments of God in the Ten Commandments, and follow the commandments of Christ in the Sermon on the Mount and His words, and follow the teaching of the apostles, we will do just fine. We shouldn't give up our freedom because somebody wants us to be this way or do this way or dress this way or follow a set of rules that they have set up, supposing that no one can be godly unless they live just like that. Paul had a group of people who had decided to listen to some people that told them they had to be circumcised if they were going to be true Christians. Listen to what he said to them. It's found in Galatians, the 5th chapter, in the 1st verse. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Look, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision avails anything nor uncircumcision, but faith, which works by love. You are running well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion comes not of him that calls you. A little leaven leavens a whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubles you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he is. Pretty strong words from the Apostle Paul, don't you think? But it was people who were trying to draw those who had found great freedom in Christ, great forgiveness, great grace, and drawing them back into a system of do's and don'ts according to the rules of men. You see, what people told these Christians was that it's not enough to have faith in your heart. It's not enough to receive the grace of God. You have to be circumcised. You have to do certain things. That's why Paul says, listen, if you follow that pathway and you think there's something more that you need to do than the grace of God which has been given to you by faith, then you've fallen away from the grace of God. Because that's the only way that we're saved, by faith through grace. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Jesus is enough for me. Your grace is sufficient for every need in my life, for my salvation. And you teach me through your Holy Spirit, through your Holy Word, through the words of Jesus, through the teachings of the apostles, what I must do. And I believe in you, in your grace, and not in myself or any man-made list of rules. I pray, O Lord God, that you would help me as I walk by faith with grace through this world. In Jesus' name, amen.